Our guest today on Via Gars is Dr. Krish Satihan, Director of the Atlanta VA Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation. Dr. Satihan is also a professor of neurology, rehabilitation medicine, and psychology at Emory University. First of all, tell us about the change of the name to the Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation.
We changed the name of our center at the time that we got refunded a year ago now for our new grant cycle. As you know, we are funded from the VA's Division of Rehabilitation Research and Development. And we decided to focus our center on our strengths and really focus on the integration of visual and neurocognitive rehabilitation.
So what exactly does that mean?
So what that means is we are interested specifically in the rehabilitation of veterans who have problems either in vision or problems in cognition that often result from neurological disorders.
And how did you decide to work on both the brain and vision injuries in one program?
We felt that these two kinds of problems often go hand in hand and are particularly common in older veterans. And we also see a co-occurrence of these problems in the younger veterans coming back from the recent wars, some of whom have sustained traumatic brain injury as well as traumatic eye injury or have various other visual disorders associated with that traumatic brain injury. So we felt that by combining efforts to and really synergizing efforts targeted at visual rehabilitation and neurocognitive rehabilitation, we could effectively get more bang for our buck and be able to come up with more creative ideas, taking advantage of research in both fields, and thereby deliver newer rehabilitative interventions to veterans more speedily.
How did this research come about?
In terms of our center, this is really an evolution of how our center has developed over the years. We've always had a focus in low vision rehabilitation, and we've also had for a long time an interest in problems of older veterans. So what we did in this cycle was to consolidate that focus on older veterans a little bit more and really concentrate it around visual and neurocognitive rehabilitation.
You have some new pilot programs. Can you tell us about them?
The first one is entitled Spatial Cognition in Blind Veterans, and I think it's a perfect example of how we're trying to meld the neurocognitive and visual rehabilitation approaches. So the idea here is that people who have impairment of vision have a lot of difficulty navigating around their environment. And so what we want to do in this project is to study using behavioral studies and brain scanning studies called fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging. We want to study how spatial cognition in terms of navigation is affected in people who are visually impaired, and use that as a basis to try to design novel strategies for rehabilitation of people who are visually impaired to try to help them navigate around their environment more.
Are these programs only for older veterans?
The problems that I mentioned, the problems in vision and neurocognition, tend to disproportionately affect older veterans. But in this particular pilot project, we are targeting people above the age of 40 or so. Many of the people who have both visual and neurocognitive problems will tend to be older. But in this particular project, like I said, we are not necessarily targeting an exclusively older age group.
Where is the research located?
It's really a research project that's based at the Atlanta VA. And we do some of our research off-site at Emory because the brain scanning facilities that we use are available at Emory. But basically, enrollment in this project is open to veterans, and we would like to primarily recruit veterans. We may recruit some non-veterans as well in case we need enough participants to build up an adequate number of people that we need to study.
What kind of progress are you making?
This research project is actually a fairly new project, so we're just starting out here. But we do have in our center some tools such as a talking tactile tablet, which is a device that can be interfaced to a computer that has a combination of tactile information and audio information so that we can use that kind of a device to train individuals about the layout of a particular place before they actually get in there. So, for example, if there's a veteran who's blind, who's new to the Atlanta VA, we could present maps of the Atlanta VA Medical Center using this tactile and audio format and orient the veteran to this new space in a fairly short period of time so that when he then navigates that space, he can recall what he learned and hopefully he can navigate or she can navigate more efficiently on the basis of this learning.
Do older veterans have more of a problem with the new technologies?
And I think that's a very important question that we need to study during this time frame, because any time we have rehab interventions that are highly technology-based, that presents a challenge for us, especially in interfacing with older veterans who may not be as used to using technology. So our goal is to try to make the technology simple and accessible.
Do you have any success stories yet?
Well, I think the success stories that we can point to come in from, research efforts in previous cycles. Probably the thing that that might be most of interest is Mr. David Ross's research, which has led to the use of iPhone applications, for example, for recognizing money. So there's an application that's now available on the iPhone that can be used by people who are blind or visually impaired to recognize and distinguish between different denominations of money. A similar application can also be used to recognize specific objects in the home.
It sounds like this research is designed to give veterans who have more recently lost their sight a quicker way to adjust.
Exactly. I'm glad you think so, and that's exactly our hope. I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to use the science to provide some pretty practical applications that will be able to help veterans immediately, as well as be thinking more long-term about how we can really elevate the level of integration of visually impaired veterans as well as neurocognitively impaired veterans into our society, and so they can be more productive than they are at present.
How can a veteran contact you?
They can contact our VA Rehabilitation Center of Excellence. We have a strong outreach program that this show is actually part of, aiming to reach veterans. So they can contact us at our Rehab R&D Center of Excellence.
Thank you for your time today, Dr. Satyan.
You're very welcome.
For more information about programs or research at the Atlanta Veterans Affairs Medical Center, call the main hospital number at 404-321-6111.